I was diagnosed with breast cancer in August 2019. I had just turned 40. I celebrated my birthday in July, and I was diagnosed in August.
How are you feeling, first of all?
I finished active treatment. So at the moment, I'm having endocrine treatment, which is hormone therapy. So I'm on that now for the next 10 years. But my active treatment finished in November. I had radiotherapy. I had 4 weeks of radiotherapy.
So you've decided to take on the moonwalk this year. So that's not long after your treatment finished.
I'm feeling okay. I had my surgery in September. I went back to work 2 weeks after my surgery thinking I was fine. I clearly wasn't fine. I then got signed off because mentally and physically I wasn't ready to go back to work. I'm feeling a lot better now. I still have, because they removed some lymph nodes, my arm is still a bit numb, a bit sore, but I've gone back to the gym. I'm doing some yoga, Pilates, I've been doing meditation, so I'm getting my fitness back.
Doing the moonwalk, it's such a fantastic thing, and it's such a well-known event, and it's one that definitely our listeners, everyone wants to be involved with. Is that the way you felt about it?
Yeah, definitely. That's how I heard about the moonwalk through Facebook. There are some private groups on Facebook, and when I was diagnosed, I found my people. Basically, I was very lonely. I was very isolated, having been diagnosed and not knowing anybody with breast cancer. So I found a couple of support groups on Facebook, and a few people had been talking about the moonwalk. So I looked it up, and I thought, oh, this sounds great. I've always wanted to do a marathon or a half marathon, but I've never done more than about 5K. So this is going to be a challenge. And, you know, everything I've been through in the last 5 months, you know, I know that the cancer charities and cancer research have helped me survive, basically. You know, if it wasn't for all the research that's gone on and all the grant wishing and, you know, all the work that's been going on in the background, I you know, my prognosis would be very different, I think. So I want to give something back.
And of course, it is such a fun event. People really get into making their bras. Have you considered what bra you're going to be wearing?
I don't know yet. I mean, I've got the T-shirt, so I'm wearing the T-shirt now.
Yay.
I love the idea of women and men walking through the night in their bras and just saying, you know what? Sod you, breast cancer. You know, we're proud of our bodies, whatever shapes and sizes, you know, it comes in. And, you know, and I liked that idea. And I, you know, I've been going through quite a bit of self-hate and self-blame, and, you know, I kind of hate my body and my breasts for trying to kill me, and, you know, for the pain it's caused. But at the same time, it's quite empowering to think, you know, if I do this walk and I'm going to be in a bra, my husband's doing the walk as well in a bra, so
excellent.
We're supporting each other.
You'll have to send us the photographs.
Yeah, definitely I will. Yeah,
Walk the Walk is a grant making charity, so the money goes to other charities that are trying to combat breast cancer. Where did you receive the majority of your treatment?
I had my surgery at Ashford Hospital, and then I had my radiotherapy at Royal Surrey and Guildford. And at the Royal Surrey, there's a fantastic charity where I had, you know, I had Reiki, I had massage, you know, there are amazing cancer charities. I do know that the walk have supported the Haven in London, and I've had counselling through the Haven, so I know that they've supported them by giving them a grant.
I think people also think, you know, it's just a case of you go to hospital and that's it, but obviously, you know, counselling is such an important factor, and also the, not so much the traditional health, but the holistics as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't talk much about the mental side of things with cancer, but I mean, physically, the NHS have been absolutely fantastic. You know, the lump was found. I found the lump. You know, I was referred to a specialist very quickly. You know, I was booked in for surgery very, very quickly. The radiographers were fantastic. Surgeons were fantastic. So everyone has been amazing with the medical side of things, but no one really talks about the mental side of things. And that's what I've really struggled with. And I think a lot of people struggle with. you know, I actually have psychology in my background. I'm actually a psychologist. So, you know, I kind of could see, you can't really see your own problems, but
I understand what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean? I should have known and I should have picked up on, you know, the fact that I was really struggling, you know, emotionally and
mentally. Oh, you blame yourself too much.
There's so much self-blame involved with cancer because, you know, especially with me, because I don't have any family history. So, you know, every day I'm thinking, well, what did I do? What did I do to get this? And then, you know, putting your friends and family through everything, you know, you make it real for everybody. You know, everyone then has to stare at their own mortality because you've made it real for them that, you know, someone young can get cancer.
Good luck with the walk, and also to your husband as well. And please do send us the pictures and let us know how you get on.